Clay Travis Outkick, FS1 Lock It In, Fox Sports. You know him. He's a brand to himself, and he joins us now. Clay, how you doing, man?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Fantastic. Patrick Mahomes going to a Super Bowl. It seems like the world will be his from now on in the NFL. Is everyone jumping on the Mahomes bandwagon as the GOAT or one of the greatest ever to play the game too soon? Or do you see this being the guy we talk about for the next 10 years?
I don't think it's too soon, but there is certainly evidence out there that you can be great and only get to one or two Super Bowls. And Dan Marino would be an easy one to hit, where I think everybody's kind of stunned that he never won a Super Bowl, but also that he only played in one. So while I think that that Patrick Mahomes will be in multiple Super Bowls in his lifetime as an NFL player, in fact, I'd probably set the over-under at four, because there have only been a couple of guys to ever be in more Super Bowls than that. There certainly are guys, and look, I mean, Dan Marino is one. Another one is Cam Newton, that I think people anticipated, hey, that guy will be there a bunch of times, and it didn't happen for him. Cam Newton, Matt Ryan. I think there are other Hall of Fame level quarterbacks other than Dan Marino who have only gotten, you know, one shot.
I mean, being an NFL fan is so frustrating, but it's so rewarding if your team ultimately can actually win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, mine hasn't. Thanks for bringing that up.
They were close to getting there.
Yeah, look, I think the challenge is with the Titans, and I think it's a good debate to have. Are they a team that's now built where they can be back, you know, in the running for the next 3 or 4 years, or are they going to be the perpetual, you know, kind of NFL team that comes out of nowhere and then kind of vanishes back into oblivion the next year, kind of like Jacksonville? You know, are they going to be Jacksonville, or are they going to be the Chiefs? I'd like to think that they're going to be the Chiefs and be around for the next few years, but look, I think you can make an argument pretty strongly both directions. The bigger issue is it's hard. It's hard to get to the AFC or NFC championship game. It's hard to get to the Super Bowl. And it's great if your team wins a couple of games, but I think we underrate how difficult oftentimes it is to win playoff games and how difficult it is to string multiple playoff wins together. So time will tell whether the Titans have found something where they'll be in the mix for the next couple of years and hopefully get back to the Super Bowl and have another chance to win it, or if this was sort of a statistical anomaly and an aberration of a run.
Clay Travis with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. Part of that formula is who is your quarterback if you're the Titans, and you're conducting a poll right now. If Tom Brady was on the table, would you, as the Titans, sign Tannehill or go to Tom Brady?
Yeah, it's a great debate. And I don't know what the results are. I checked, I don't know, maybe a couple hours ago, it was 52% Brady, 48% Tannehill. In the poll results, the most recent time that I checked, you guys can check right now. I put it out this morning on our radio show we were doing. And I don't think there's an easy and definite answer here, because I think it goes to Mike Vrabel's ability to assess how good Brady is right now. But I do think that the weapons that the Titans have are pretty impressive and relatively young and talented. I mean, you guys obviously in Alabama are very familiar with Derrick Henry and what a run he was on this year. A.J. Brown is a name that I think a lot of SEC fans will know as well. He had a fantastic rookie year and looks like down the line he could be a top 10 caliber wide receiver. Jonnu Smith, big-time tight end, very good and young offensive line that is well-built theoretically to be good for years to come. Better probably than the weaponry that Tom Brady has as a member of the Patriots. But Ryan Tannehill also played phenomenally well. He's going to be at the Pro Bowl this year, replacing Patrick Mahomes, who's obviously in the Super Bowl. And he's 12 years younger. So what you have to analyze is how much of a statistical aberration or anomaly was Ryan Tannehill's year. And how much left does Tom Brady have in the tank in the event that he truly wants to leave the Patriots? I can't imagine there being very many better options for him than Nashville.
to college basketball, and I know you reacted to what I saw last night as well. There were a number of college basketball programs that wanted Shaka Smart when he was leaving VCU. He chose Texas, and he has led Texas to what was last night their fifth worst defeat in Texas Longhorn program history. Are you surprised about where Shaka has the Longhorn program?
Yeah. I mean, I think most everybody is. I don't think anybody would have anticipated Rick Barnes having the resurgent career that he had at Tennessee and has had at Tennessee, where, you know, Tennessee was number one team in the country last year for a month. Probably going to be a, you know, NIT caliber team this year, but then has one of the two or three best recruiting classes in the nation for next year. I think four potential five stars coming in for Tennessee next year. So Tennessee should be right back into a top, you know, 10 caliber team, assuming those guys pan out next year with the squad that he's got coming back. And, yeah, it's shocking how bad Shaka has been.
Zion Williamson makes his debut tomorrow night. If I asked you right now, back to Pat Mahomes, you could represent one of these guys for the next 10 years, Zion or Pat Mahomes?
Mahomes. I think it's an easy call because Mahomes this offseason can sign for $40 million. And so I would expect that he will sign the biggest contract in the history of the NFL. And that money's guaranteed. Zion, as luminescent as his future might be. Also, look, I mean, you got to be troubled, I think, a little bit about his injury status, the way he started this year, and just his body type. You know, there are not very many guys who have been as big and physically strong as he is and have had long-term careers in the NBA. And I think you got to be a little bit concerned, not to mention we don't know how good he is, you know, like how well will he play. We know he's a physical freak in terms of his raw athleticism, but just how good is he going to be long range? We don't know. We know on Mahomes, and we know that he's probably going to sign a deal that's worth $150, $160 million this offseason. It wouldn't shock me at all.
The baddest man in the world didn't play in the AFC or NFC championship game. For those of our listeners that haven't seen the story yet, tell us about New Hampshire's Ian O'Reilly and the story that went on there.
You need to play. I tweeted out the link on that. You guys need to play like the 2-minute local news story interview with him. But this guy is a father of five. He's out for a walk in New Hampshire, you know, snowy winter wonderland. A rabid coyote approaches him and attacks his 2-year-old son. He manages to save the 2-year-old, sends the rest of his family away, his wife with the kids, and then gets into a life or death struggle with this rabid coyote, gets bitten on the arm and the chest, but manages to grab the coyote and pin it and choke it out basically to death. In a battle. And so, as I said, for for a while, I don't know. I mean, I would theoretically think that would get you some good dad points, whenever you make whenever your wife is mad at you for the near future.
Somebody, John, did you put the towels in the dryer?
Yeah.
No, but I did choke out the coyote that was trying to kill our kids.
take the garbage out. Yeah. No, sorry, honey, I forgot it. You know, I was probably still sore from choking the coyote to death.
Do you stuff the coyote and put it in the room downstairs?
Oh, absolutely you do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you probably get the head. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a different rule when an animal's rabid. They might have to destroy the whole thing. I don't know. But assuming that that there are elements of it, I mean, I definitely think you you take credit for killing the coyote with your bare hands.
It's Clay Travis, OutKickTheCoverage.com, Fox Sports Radio, FS1 every single day with Lock It In at 3:30. And you can also read his book, Republicans Buy Sneakers Too. Thank you, Clay.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care. Clay with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline, your favorite retailer, now in three flavors, strawberry, mango, or black cherry, only 100 calories, 2 carbs, gluten-free.